there's people from the Jagger Militia, people in the jail cell, Representative Thompson, representative of the jail cell, and myself, Representative Cobb, want to acknowledge that we met with this Representative Greiner, all of you in the audience. Thank you, Representative. We inform all of you for your attendance, we have a forum where Tennessee Law's business to set up cells for forms of prison. And before we begin, I want to thank Peggy for House Records and Carson from the LAO for staffing and being duty. We have before us Senate Bill 2403 by the Senate Rules Committee, the proposed to the governor in March, relating to extending the COVID-19 disaster emergency. We will not be taking an honest bill like 311 today. Our plan is to hear what changes were made by the other body to the version of the companion bill we discussed yesterday. Ask questions, give your own notes, and then move the bill from committee. At this time, I'd like to ask Chris Irwin, House Rules Committee, to continue to explain the changes to the bill that you have in your mind.
Before you have packets, you should have a supplemental summary that is updated for version U.A, which is the version of the Senate 2241 that passed the other body. We have highlighted portions in the section, that reflect the changes made by the other body. And just kind of run through the business first, run through another whole sectional, because we were able to do that to the previous version yesterday. Quickly, in section 4, changes made to include orders establishing retail sanitation procedures under the orders that the chief medical officer could build that in a standing order section. In section 6, changes were made to the professional and occupational licensing section to allow that the director of those institutions may also build that inclusive and licensing fees during the emergency declaration period. In section 10, a change was made to the permanent funding and application section. In previous versions of the bill, it had disallowed the outright inter-registration process from continuing through the extended deadline. Current BFD filing deadline is March 31st. The extended deadline is proposed in the municipalities April 30th. The previous version said that between March 31st and April 30th, the automatic voter registration provision would not continue. This was removed, and the automatic floor is now reflected in the bill. In section 12, there are changes made, including the section panel, related to electronic and video conference communications, which allowed electronic notarization of documents. In section 13, a new section was added, a new section 13 that deals with the cost of living adjustments on employees and tourists, that would allow for retirees and workers and tourists to continue to receive their cost of living allowance if their education is given to them while they're in this region. That they will be absent for longer than 90 days. With verification, we need to include rationale for the absence is based on protective measures, quarantine, and that was related to preventing the spread of COVID-19. Finally, the language also the changes made by the other body. We also should have some staff in the room who is reviewing those changes as well.
Thank you so much, Grace. We have the overview of your members in relation. Once again, we have our team of administration experts and others on the line for questions. I also want to recognize our representative, Bob Wolf, who's joining us in the room. So, one of the questions from the committee on the change is made by the other body that Grace has highlighted. Okay, so, now we'll move on to public testimony. Open the bill for testimony this time. I'm told we have someone on the line. Is there anyone on the line wishing to testify? Okay, please select your name and affiliation on the record and provide your testimony.
Thank you.
Mr. Campion, members of the committee, any questions? There are three members of the committee for testimony, sir. Are there any other members online wishing to testify? Okay. Please state your name and affiliation on the record and provide your testimony. Thank you so much for calling me and giving your testimony.
Thank you.
Any other individuals online wishing to testify? Thank you. Any other individuals in the room that we can pass security? Hearing and seeing none. Public testimony is now closed. I hope you all have to know how to take consideration of the moments and the resolution.
Representative Brett, through the chair, the electronic mobilization portion was added by other area before, which since seems to be leveled by the open a little bit, but it did flag some concerns. And the authorization of documents is addressed in HubSpot 134.
Well, thank you. Was there any part on the bottom of the
chain? Do you representative thought perhaps Chronicles would be a good idea to offer counsel?
Ms. Miles, do you have a comment on the amendment? Thank you.
Yes, this is Corey Bell for the record of the Alliance of Military General. And the original bill did not have safety parts adequately actually provided. The original bill did not have anything about electronic immunization. And we are doing amendment that came to the floor. We felt that there could be further potential litigation over
Department or performance for the review of services outlet who can speak to these concerns and the current authority of the department to make facilities.
Thank you,
members of the
question.
Section 9, page 9, 7 through 11, we address elections. And in that section, it has primary or statewide special election. My concern is this is still, in effect, is the general election. Is this going to give the division elections the ability to have a general election that could be done by mail?
So, I'm representing Johnson County. I need the polling strategy speaks to a problem of a statewide special election.
Senator Johnston, moving on, I would like to start by pointing you to emails once again from my group before, or perhaps get in the eye at the division of elections that you have monthly since. Your previous version of the bill was introduced did include general elections to be substituted to those that have done the Senate rules committee change back to special elections. I believe some of based on that date, but the experts online would be able to speak to whether or not that would require additional statutory authority, which I believe it would require additional statutory authority.
And I would like to have the person of elections that we may be going off with.
Thank you.
this improvement between and the professional that is functioning at epidemiologically.
This is Banks.
So I am actually referencing a brand new section that would be added to the bill if they submitted those paths. Therefore, that is why line 11 on the amendment would be what I was going to be striking. Thank you.
Gentlemen, any objection or questions from board members? Hearing none, I will invite attention to the question from our agenda.
As the court's clarified, February 19th is the day that the new legislature will convene. So at this point, none of the provisions as adopted in Amendment Number 7 should interfere at all. The reporting requirements originally have been drafted to 60 days after the declaration sunset. And so
I'm going to move my objection to agenda number 5. So without further ado,
commercial bags. This goes along with this specifically is related to North Korean corporations. They are also a different section of the actually that they fall under. And as we deem it appropriate to for profit corporations and now for non profit corporations, and it's appropriate to also allow that opportunity for the major corporations with an ICA to also make their own decision on whether or not this is appropriate. So they get a lot of people, but that would be a lot of people in the room as well. And they have found this process that can be associated with the way to do it. So
thank you, Representative. For any questions, we do any more research there. Thank you. Amendment number 5, number 6, Moe City, Calling, Line 9, on page 10. I assume the director's budget. Number 9, and then Calling Act, Amendment number 6, but then
Thank you, Chair Representative Thompson. Yes, definitely. That is more from the committee. I need permission not to be able to make conforming changes.
Thank you.